Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, we got Sue's News coming up in the next hour. After that, Carl Cannon, Washington Bureau Chief for Real Clear Politics, will be with us. An update on the fires in California. They've really been raging today with the winds picking up. Our friend Brian Ping, a St. Louis native, he anchors for KNX in Los Angeles. We're also going to get back into the birthright citizenship issue with one of our constitutional experts, Ilya Shapiro, who is Director of Constitutional Studies at the Manhattan Institute. He'll join us at 5:07. Right now, Thomas Helbig with us on 97.1 FM Talk. We got another seminar that's coming up 1 week from tonight. Thomas, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Happy New Year. We can still say that. It's still January, right?
Happy New Year
right?
to you. Yes.
Did I hear you just overhear you saying that you were just in Costa Rica?
Yes, I was.
And
a little
vacation. It was nice and warm there, wasn't it?
I left 86-degree weather to come back to 3 above zero.
Forget that, right? But the 86 had to be nice.
It was nice.
You know, I was about maybe 14, 15 years ago, I was trying to go to Costa Rica, and the trip fell through. I've always been fascinated. Did you have, like, monkeys in your room and stuff like that?
Not in the room, but outside of the trees, yes.
Had you been there before?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, I have.
It is on
beautiful.
My list.
I
it's on
it.
My list of places to go.
I got back 2 weeks ago on Monday when the snow and ice hit that Sunday. So luckily, I got in. My flight got in on time, but trying to get home was a nightmare.
And look at the snow and ice is still there, right?
Exactly.
We can't
still
clear
there.
That off. Talk to Sue Thomas. She's not too happy about that. All right, let's talk about what we're going to do 1 week from tonight at
week
the Plaza
from tonight,
Frontenac Hilton.
Next right? Thursday, January 30th at the Frontenac Hilton at 6:30 p.m. This is our live event. Again, folks, you don't want to miss this. Number one, we're happy Trump's back in office. He's going to be great for the economy. He's going to be good for the markets. But we may have a little volatility left over from the Biden administration. The last 2 months, inflation was still ticking up. Jobs were being lost, even though he was lying about the numbers. But in the long run, the markets are going to do well. And what I'm going to teach everybody when they come this next Thursday, linking to the market is so important if you're nearing retirement or already retired. All the analysts are saying at J.P. Morgan and everybody else, for 2025, the S&P should do maybe 8 to 10%. That's it. But I'm going to teach you, if you come to this event, how to capture that 8 to 10% with no risk, no downside risk. You can never lose a penny if the market's turn. You will pay no fees. And I'm going to teach everybody how to lock in their gains every year. Because at some point, volatility is bound to happen. Whether whoever's in the office, we're going to have a down year or so. And when that happens, my clients lock in all their gains and they never lose a penny. So I'm going to teach people that.
So we do these, as you know, we do 5 a year. This will be the first one next Thursday night. They're free. They're very short, too. We don't lock you into a big time commitment. We'll start. Well, Mark and Annie are usually there a little bit before me because I'm getting off
right.
the air. We do a little
You're
meet and
off.
Greet. We introduce you. We do maybe a little trivia.
Mark and
then
Annie and you will all be there to meet our people.
And then you kind of take it from there. And it's what, an hour, hour and 15?
45 minutes.
There you go. 45.
They get up and start saying something about 6:30. I start talking about 6:45 and I'm done at 7:30.
Okay.
45 minutes is all it is. You'll be in and out, folks.
We like to emphasize that because it's not a big time commitment for folks.
No.
And you can always come into the office if you're more comfortable, right?
Absolutely. But learn these strategies. I have been teaching these strategies for the last going on 31 years now, and most people don't even know these strategies exist because your Wall Street advisor will not teach you about it. Why? There's no fees. I'm going to show you how to avoid the fees and avoid the downside risk, but get these gains every year when the markets are up.
Mark is Mark Cox is always good at putting that into perspective because, you know, in his background, is he always...
He was a financial advisor.
He was a financial advisor
And
for
he
a while.
Never even knew about this because
right.
they don't teach the advisors this, but this strategy has been around for 31 years now.
All right, get registered today. All you got to do is go online, right? RetirementKey.com is maybe the best place to go.
Go online at RetirementKey.com or call 314-993-9494. That's 314-993-9494. And we're having a little competition, a little between you, Mark Cox, and Annie Fry. Folks, call or get in. We're trying to see which, whoever you're listening to, whoever's your favorite,
okay, the gauntlet
who can register.
Is down. We got to get the Reardon Show registered for the Helbig event. So now that I know we're doing that, that's awesome. Well, thank you, Thomas. Happy New Year. As I said, we'll see you a week from tonight.
We'll see you a week from tonight. Thanks, Mark.
That is Thomas Helbig. And yeah, we have our first seminar. It's going to come up on us very, very, very quickly. I got a couple of minutes here before the top of the hour, and we're going to get back into some politics with Carl Cannon in the next hour. I thought that this was kind of interesting, though. They wrote about it at hotair.com. So if I asked you, I don't think you could do it, and I couldn't do it, so don't feel bad. Can you name the new Prime Minister of England?
I cannot.
Of Great Britain? Yeah, his name is Starmer, and let's see here, Keir Starmer, and he, you know what he's cracking down on in
No.
England right now? Knives, because you got a guy, and this became an international story that probably got overshadowed here in this country because of all of our news, but there was a guy that bought knives from Amazon and killed three girls. You know, this was the Taylor Swift themed dance class at Southport in July. I don't know if you remember that, but the guy, you know, killed three people. So the new prime minister thinks that the answer to this is to ban knives, because apparently kids in England have access to knives and they shouldn't have access to knives on Amazon. So
it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That allowed the Southport terrorist to get his hands on one. You would think that you'd have other access to knives in Great Britain. So you have people that are actually literally in jail right now in Great Britain for telling truth about the killer, saying things is a form of terrorism in England, and you can get punished. It's pretty crazy. You know, if you don't have a great appreciation for what we have in this country and the freedoms that we have, just take a look at Australia. And we like Australia, right? These are allies. We like Australia, New Zealand, England. They have rules that are literally insane. So here's what's going to happen. People trying to buy knives online, this is why we have freedom in this country, right? Will face tougher measures to prove their age under new restrictions being brought forward. Axel Rudicabana, who has admitted murdering three young girls, bought a knife from Amazon when he was just 17, despite laws which prohibit the sale of most knives to under 18. So again, there's already a law that covers this. Online retailers will now be forced to ask anyone buying a knife for two types of identification under government plans.
Wow.
With buyers asked to submit. So think about this. You need some new kitchen knives, right? You're trying to, you know, upgrade the cutlery. No, you have to submit an identity document, like a passport, and record a live video to prove their age just to buy knives in Great Britain. That's insanity.
Well, it's the weapon that is the problem rather than the person.
Well, we know that they don't have, you know, guns as much as we do in this country because they don't allow them. But again, this is what happens here with this blame game. It's not knives that are the problem right in Great Britain. It's the breakdown of law and order in a society that's unwilling to confront what's happening. That's what we experience in this country, and we're trying to fix it right now. Nobody attacks someone at a Taylor Swift event or a concert because a knife was available to them on Amazon. It's a crazy, deranged person who wanted to kill someone. And this is why we always ask these questions. How far are you going to take something like this? Okay, so now you're going to make it more difficult for people in England to buy knives. We've seen horrific incidents recently of cars being used as weapons in this country and beyond. So then what's going to happen? When a terrorist takes a car through London, well, we're going to have new measures to make sure what? To make sure what? You can't solve all this. How about crack down on criminals? That might be a good step. We're trying to do that in this country. We'll see if it succeeds. Sue's News is coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.